Me recuerdo hace una semana o dos, hermana Jessica dijo algo poderoso. I remember about a week or two ago, Sister Jessica made a powerful statement when she said that revival begins with humility. El avivamiento empieza con la humildad, ser humilde, y también con el sufrimiento. And it also begins with suffering. And right off, we think, well, what does that mean? How does that relate with where we're at? ¿Cómo se relaciona eso con lo que estamos, donde estamos ahorita en la iglesia? Y con eso dicho, les puedo decir que hay muchas cosas que están ocurriendo en la iglesia mientras que viene el avivamiento. There's many things that are going on in the church as revival is taking place. There's great things, there's good things, and there's some things that are not so good. Hay muchas cosas buenas que vienen con el avivamiento, cosas muy buenas, cosas buenas, y a veces que es cosas que no parecen ser muy buenas. Y a veces hay sufrimiento que está ocurriendo con cierta gente en la iglesia. And sometimes there's different types of suffering and trials and hardships that are taking place with several people in the church. And one of those folks have been Brother Art Durame, who's gone through some hard things in the last several weeks. Y una de esas personas es nuestro hermano Art Durame, que ha sufrido varias cosas duras y difíciles en las últimas semanas. Y qué feliz estuvimos anoche cuando el hermano Art vino al servicio. But we were so happy last time when we saw Brother Art come into the service last night. And I noticed when he came up to me during prayer, I looked him in the eye and I said, there's something different about Brother Art tonight. There is a strength, there is a vitality, there is a mind made up when I looked into his eyes last night. Anoche cuando el hermano Art vino, me vino a la hora de la oración y vi en sus ojos, vi vida, vi una fuerza y vi una mente hecha, firme y estable de seguir adelante, no importa qué es lo que iba a venir en su vida. No matter what came in his path, in his life, he made his mind up that he's going to continue to move forward. And of course, the verse that comes to mind right now is one we read here about a week ago about enduring hardness like a good soldier of Jesus Christ. El versículo dice en Timoteo que vamos a sufrir, pero vamos a sufrir cosas duras como un buen soldado de Jesucristo. And I'll say a few more things afterward, but at this point I'm going to go ahead and bring on Brother Art. Voy a decir otras cosas después, pero ahorita voy a pedir al hermano Art que nos dé unos pensamientos de todo lo que él ha traspasado en las últimas semanas. Right now I'm going to go ahead and bring on Brother Art. He's going to share some things that he has dealt with here in the last several weeks, and I'm going to be translating for him every few sentences. Yo voy a estar traduciendo para hermano Art cada varios palabritas. Yo le voy a estar traduciendo al español. Brother Art, can you hear me, sir?
Yes, I can hear you, Brother Vic.
And we can hear you loud and clear. Brother Art, the floor is yours. Go ahead and share with us what's been on your heart in the last several weeks with everything you've been going through.
Well, Brother Vic, first of all, I just want to thank God for bringing me through a tough trial that I went through, and my family had to go through by seeing me, you know.
Primeramente quiero decir a todos que el Señor ha sido muy bueno conmigo. Él me ha ayudado a traspasar unas cosas muy duras en las últimas semanas y que mi familia tuvo que sufrir conmigo.
For those of you that may not know, last month on the 6th, I had a heart attack.
Por ustedes que no saben, el mes pasado, el 6 de abril, yo tuve un infarto, un ataque de corazón.
And you know, it really affected me physically, and just in my thoughts of why this is happening.
Me afectó físicamente y también me afectó en mi mente, en mis pensamientos. ¿Por qué me está pasando esto?
When something like that happens to you, you know, you tend to start questioning. Not everybody. I'm not saying everybody, but you know, myself. God, of why is this happening to me?
All right. Cuando algo así pasa, hermanos, a veces empezamos a hacer las preguntas. Ay, Dios, ¿por qué me está pasando esto a mí?
You know, though I questioned him, I didn't blame him for this. I didn't charge this to God. I just questioned why.
Y aunque esto me pasó, yo no le di la culpa a Dios, pero sí le pregunté, Dios, ¿por qué me pasó esto?
And I just come to realize and think about things that, this is just another chapter of my testimony I have to share with someone down the line.
Y realizo que este es simplemente otro capítulo que yo necesito dar un testimonio a todos que están escuchando para que alguien que va a sufrir algo relacionado en el futuro.
God has been good to me. He's healed my back. He saved me. And he's brought me through this heart attack.
Dios ha sido muy bueno conmigo, hermanos. Él me sanó de mi espalda, Él me salvó, me llenó con su Espíritu Santo. Y él ha mantenido su mano sobre mí durante este tiempo difícil.
And there was a time that I was talking with you, Brother Vic, and I told you, I don't believe God brought me this far to leave me now.
Amen, I remember that. Hermano Art, acaba de decir, él me dijo a mí hace unas semanas pasadas, hermano Víctor, yo no creo que el Señor me trajo toda esta distancia para dejarme desamparado. Praise God, that's the truth, Brother Art.
Yes, it's a time, it's a test, and we will all be tested through our walk with God in different ways, and this is the way that I was tested.
Y cada uno de nosotros vamos a recibir una prueba del Señor, y esa es la manera en cual el Señor me está probando mi fe ahorita.
And going through this, you just draw closer to God because you just realize what He's done for you.
Y durante ese tiempo es cuando uno se acerca más a Dios porque uno realiza, mira lo que el Señor está permitiendo en mi vida.
And it gives me personally more, desire, more wanting to go out there and spread my testimony and reach people in whatever way they're suffering, whether it's through. Go
Esto
ahead.
me está causando a mí dar más ánimo de ir a testificar a la gente y decirle a la gente lo que el Señor ha hecho en mi vida y lo que el Señor está haciendo en mantenerme.
Whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, mental, it's alcohol, drugs, whatever it may be, just to reach out to them.
No importa si la gente está traspasando cosas físicas, mental, emocional, adicción de droga, de alcohol, la cosa importante es de poder ir a testificar y a contactar a esa gente de necesidad.
And I say these things because these are things I dealt with in my life.
Yo hablo de estas cosas porque estas son cosas que yo he tratado en mi vida personalmente.
But even going through that, he was still with me, my good times and my bad times.
That's good, Art. That is good. Hermano acaba de decir que en mi pasado, aunque estaba en el pecado, el Señor estaba conmigo durante mis tiempos buenos y durante mis tiempos malos, pero Él estaba conmigo.
And that just shows you how good our God is, that even when I was not saved, He still had his hand over me at times, and he still was there for me when I wasn't there for him. I didn't have time for him, but he had that time for me.
Yes, y hermano Arce está diciendo que nuestro Dios es tan bueno que Él mantiene su gracia, su misericordia sobre nosotros, aunque estamos siendo cosa buena para Él o siendo cosa mala, aunque estemos allí nosotros para Él fieles con Él o cuando no somos fiel con Él, pero Él siempre es fiel.
And all those bad times being lost in the world and now living my life walking with God, it just makes me feel like I have a strong testimony and something to share with someone to let them know that there is a way, out of whatever situation they're in.
Y ahora yo tengo el testimonio y la voz y el deseo de ir a testificar a alguien y ayudarle a alguien, no importa qué sea su situación, hay una manera de escape.
And that's just what we need to do. The evangelism, and it doesn't have to be just on a street corner. It could be at work, it could be anywhere. Before I went into surgery, a lady prayed for me in the surgery room. We were praying.
Y antes que yo entré a la cirugía, una mujer empezó a orar conmigo antes que empezara mi cirugía. Go ahead, Brother Art.
So there's no limits to where you can reach someone, where you can connect with someone. God does not limit you. I believe we limit ourselves because we just sometimes don't want to, start the conversation.
Y no hay límite. A veces, el Señor no hay límite con el Señor donde podemos testificar. Anteriormente, hermano Art dijo, no tiene que ser en la esquina, como hacemos en los sábados. No tiene que ser en la iglesia, afuera de la iglesia. Puede ser en el trabajo, con nuestros amigos, donde sea que podemos empezar a testificar. No hay límite con Dios, pero nosotros nos limitamos nosotros mismos a veces.
So that's why it's up to us to, follow that feeling God puts in us. When we have that, to open our mouth and just start off with a hello. And, if God brings you to someone at the supermarket or at a gas station, you feel to talk to them, you need to do it.
Y por eso es que cuando nosotros tenemos la oportunidad, la marqueta, la gasolinera, si vemos a alguien con necesidad, necesitamos abrir la boca y hablarles.
There are a lot of people out there just waiting for the conversation to start. And us being apostolics, we have what it takes to not only start that conversation, but reach them.
Y nosotros, siendo apostólicos, tenemos el poder para hacerlo, pero también tenemos el deseo y el ánimo para hablarle a la gente. Lo necesitamos iniciar.
And, Brother Vic, it's just, it's been a tough, 6 weeks since all this happened. But I'm getting better and I'm getting through it with God.
Y así unas últimas 6 semanas duras, difíciles, pero estoy traspasando esto con la ayuda de Dios. And I'm going to jump in real quick, or I want you to continue, but I want to say something about this. This has been on my mind, on my heart. Esto está en mi mente, en mi corazón, las últimas 6 semanas. I know a little bit about what Brother Art has been going through. I've been feeling it with him. Yo he sentido lo que hermano Art está sufriendo las últimas 6 semanas. But this is one thing for the rest of the body, everybody. When someone's going through something like this, sometimes we feel embarrassed and, they don't really know me and I don't want to bother them. A veces nosotros sentimos, ellos no me conocen y no los quiero molestar. But this is the time, brethren, when we need to bind together in prayer, maybe just a little message, a text message. Brother, I'm praying for you. Is there anything you need? Ese es el tiempo cuando necesitamos unirnos y orar juntamente con nuestro hermano que está sufriendo y mandar un texto, un breve, hermano, ¿cómo está? ¿Le puedo ofrecer algo? This is something that became a burden on me in the last several weeks, se formó una carga en mí y empecé a sentir más para mi hermano Art. I felt like I began to bond and bind together closer to Brother Art, and I hope you feel that way, Brother Art. Me sentí como estaba más cercano con mi hermano Art en su sufrimiento. Algo que todos podemos aprender. We all need to learn from this. Go ahead, Brother Art.
Yes, Brother Vic, you are absolutely right. A bond has been created between us. Not that, it wasn't there before, but this is just sort of like a next level type of bond thing. And Brother Vic is right. There were times where I would receive a text message from Brother Vic, Pastor, so many of the people in the church, so many people reached out with text messages, phone calls, and they just came at the right time when I really needed them sometimes,
That is good. Hermano Art está diciendo que sí. Hermano Art y hermano Víctor, siempre hemos tenido una relación buena, pero con lo que ha pasado recientemente se ha formado una relación más fuerte, más fija, más estable. Y el hermano Art recibió mensajes del pastor, de su servidor, de varias otras gentes, al tiempo perfecto cuando él necesitaba más esa ayuda. That's a good word, Brother Art.
There was times where I would think that I was getting through this and I was on the healing side of it just to be set back again, and that becomes really upsetting after a while.
Estaba a tiempos donde me estaba mejorando y de repente me caía de nuevo a otro lugar donde no me sentía bien y me estaba muy frustrado yo. Era una prueba muy dura que yo tuve que traspasar, hermanos.
But then, right when I start feeling down because I think that, man, I thought I was going to get better, but I'm getting worse again. I'm back in the hospital. There goes a text on my phone, someone praying for me.
That's good. Y eran durante esos tiempos donde estaba en el hospital y me decaía de nuevo a un lugar negativo en mi mente y ahí venía el texto de un hermano diciendo que estaba orando por mí. Gracias a Dios.
And I just appreciate everyone's texts, their concerns, their prayers, and everything through all this because, it helps us. It helps us heal. And it doesn't have to be something we're going through physically. It could be emotionally. It could be anything that we're going through. And those little text messages and things, they come at the right time.
That's good. Hermano Ar está diciendo que especialmente cuando estamos sufriendo, cuando recibimos ese texto de ese hermano, de esa hermana, a ese tiempo apropiado, es una bendición tan grande que a veces nosotros no pensamos qué tan importante es. But it is. You are so right about that, brother Ar. Sometimes we feel like it's just a little text. It's just a little word. It's not that important. Oh, but when you're on the receiving end, like you have been, it is a huge blessing. Una bendición grande. That's good, Ar.
It is. It's really huge. And, at the church, we've all come to know each other. Some weller than others, they really know each other really well for years. And me, I'm starting to learn people and see how they are. And when you see someone at church and they look a little down, or you just know it's just not their right demeanor, pray for them. Go up and talk to them. You don't know what they're going through. And just your little word of encouragement can go a long ways.
That's good. El hermano Art está diciendo que él ya tiene un poquito de tiempo en la iglesia y está aprendiendo. I like that we say, I'm beginning to learn people the way that the different people are. Él está aprendiendo la gente en la iglesia y todos somos miembros de la misma familia, pero nos estamos conociendo un poco más. Pero por eso es más importante poder tener esa confianza de dar una palabrita que va a ayudarle a un hermano cuando está decaído.
And I don't know if I have much more. I don't know. I just really, really appreciate everybody at the church. I appreciate my church family, and you guys have all been very good to us, and I appreciate everything. Don't think I take anything lightly or for granted.
Con eso dicho, no tengo mucho más que decir, pero quiero decirles a todos que sí estoy agradecido a todos por el beneficio que ustedes han dado a mí y a mi familia. And Brother Art, those are genuine words. We can feel it in your voice, feel it in your spirit. We love you and Sister Lisa and the rest of your family, and God is going to continue to use you and your testimony to help many others and to bring many others. Estoy diciendo a hermano Art que apreciamos a él y su esposa Lisa, a toda su familia, y el Señor lo está usando ya. Y el Señor va a seguir usándolo a él para ayudar a mucha gente y para salvar a mucha gente. I believe that, Brother Art.
Yes, sir. I believe it too. He didn't put me through this for nothing.
That's right. El Señor no me puso esto nomás para dejarme desamparado. This has been a good word, Art. And on that, Brother Art has springboarded me. I was going to say one thing, but now that Brother Art has shared what he shared with me, I'm going to go ahead and give you the whole enchilada, everybody. Ya que hermano Art me dijo esto, les voy a decir lo que estaba en mi mente. Antes de la llamada con el hermano Art, yo estaba leyendo del segundo de Corintio, capítulo 1. Before Brother Art's call tonight, I was reading in the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter 1. And I'm going to go ahead and read this verse. We're going to go backwards, everyone. And it's not going to take very long. I'm going to read verse 10. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 10. Segundo de Corintios capítulo 1 versículo 10. Listen to what it says. Who delivered us from so great a death. Who delivered us from so great a death. El cual nos libró y nos libró en quien esperamos que aún nos librara de tan gran muerte. He's delivered us from so great a death and doth deliver. Continues to deliver, in whom we trust that he will yet deliver us. And I thought about this with Brother Art. Boy, he came close to death's door. It came knocking. It could have been worse, but God delivered. Pero el Señor libró a nuestro hermano Art. Now I'm going to go back to verse number 6, the same chapter. Listen to what verse 6 says. And whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Think about what it's saying. And whether the Apostle Paul speaking, and whether we be afflicted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Pero si somos atribulados, es para vuestra consolación y salvación, which is effectual. It's effective. This consolation and salvation is effectual. It is effective in the enduring of the same sufferings. Listen to that. It is effectual in the enduring of the same sufferings which we also suffer. Or whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation and salvation. Let me read the Spanish version of that. La cual se opera en el sufrir las mismas aflicciones que nosotros también padecemos. What is the Apostle Paul saying here? All this suffering that we've gone through, whether we be comforted, it is for your consolation. So he's saying something here. Yes, we've suffered and we've received consolation. But why? What's the purpose of this? It's for you. It's for your consolation. Just like Brother R said, I'm going to be able to share this testimony. I'm going to be able to share this with someone else. And he's speaking from experience. That's what this verse is talking about. With all the suffering that we've been going through, when we get through it, first of all, the Lord is getting us through it. But the Lord is going to help us to give a word to help somebody else. El sufrimiento que estamos sufriendo ahorita, el Señor nos está ayudando por medio de este sufrimiento. Pero inclusivamente vamos a poder tener una palabra para ayudarle a alguien más. Let's read verse 7. And our hope of you is steadfast, knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. Let me read that one more time slowly. Please hear it. Please receive it. And our hope of you is steadfast. It's unmoving. Knowing that as ye are partakers of the sufferings, yep, you're suffering, you're receiving this, Brother Art and those others that are suffering, you're partakers of the sufferings, so shall ye be also of the consolation. En español, y nuestra esperanza respecto de vosotros es firme, it's firm, pues sabemos que así como sois compañeros en las aflicciones, también lo sois en la consolación. Just as you are partakers in the sufferings, so shall you be also partakers of the consolation. And the last verse, remember we went backwards, this is just the way it worked out, is verse number 4. Listen to what verse number 4 says. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Listen to that. Who comforteth us in all our tribulation. Not just some of our tribulation. Not just the tribulation that's severe, that's painful. All of our tribulation. El cual nos consuela en todas nuestras tribulaciones. Look what it goes on to say. That we may be able to comfort them. Why is this happening? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble. Boy, I like how the Word of God speaks straight, practical, and direct in this verse. Listen to what it's saying. Why are we going? Why are we being comforted through all our tribulation? That we may be able to comfort them which are in any trouble, all tribulation, any trouble. How? By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. Listen to that one more time. How? By the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God, by God Himself. Para que podamos también nosotros consolar a los que están en cualquier tribulación. Cualquier, no importa, doesn't matter what type of tribulation. Por medio de la consolación con que nosotros somos consolados por Dios. What a comforting message precisely. We're receiving this comfort directly from God, not from the world, not from a doctor, not from medication, but from the Lord Himself. Estamos recibiendo esta consolación directamente de Dios. And I'm going to end on this note. You've got just a couple more minutes. And I wasn't going to bring this other up, but Brother Art prompted me. He really nailed it when he said, I'm going to be able to testify about this. We don't need to be ashamed, embarrassed. When we go to the grocery store, when we go to the gas station, let's make sure when the opportunity presents itself, say something. Hermano Art dijo, cuando tenemos la oportunidad de testificar a alguien, aunque esté en la marqueta o en la gasolinera, es tan importante abrir nuestra boca. Well, Brother Art said it, so you prompted me to say this. I wasn't going to talk about this, but last night, Brother Vic was once again at the gas station around 10 p.m., and it happened again. It continues to happen for some reason. Ahí sube hermano Víctor, yo en la gasolinera a las 10 de la noche, y algo pasó cuando terminé a echar gas. A young woman, and I want everyone to hear this, a young woman approaches me, and I kind of had a feeling what this was about already. Una jovencita mujer me vino y me pidió por una ayuda. But if you would have seen it, brethren, this young woman, she must have looked a couple years out of high school. I don't know, maybe 19, 20, 21. And she looked clean cut. She didn't look like a street person. She didn't look like a drug addict. Esta jovencita parecía que acaba de salir de la escuela, como de 19, 20 años de edad. Estaba limpia, parecía limpia. No tenía, no parecía que era de la calle o que era drogadicta. And the first thing that came out of me was boldness. La primera cosa que salió de mí fue un denuedo. A boldness, and this has been happening recently, in recent weeks, everyone. I want everyone to grasp a hold of this. It just came out of me naturally. I said, hey, I noticed you're not homeless. You don't look like you're homeless. You don't look like a drug addict. I just started talking directly, just like that. Usted no parece que es de la calle, que usted está en drogas. And she looked at me very seriously. She had glasses on. She looked like a student. It blew my mind. Parecía como un estudiante con sus lentes y tenía su mochila. I think she had a little backpack. She looked very clean. She goes, no, you're right. I'm not on drugs. I actually grew up in Rancho Cucamonga. I've been on the streets for 2 years. Yo crecí en Rancho Cucamonga y estoy en la calle por 2 años. Y le dije, ¿y cómo pasó esto? And I asked her, how did that happen? I wanted to find out. I wanted to offer her a proper solution right there on the spot. How did this happen? How did this start in your life? ¿Cómo cambió su vida de esta manera, jovencita? Dime, tell me, young woman, how did this happen? And she says, well, I mean, I just stopped living at home like my parents. I left the house and I ended up on the street. Ran away. Dejó su casa, dejó su hogar, dejó sus padres, dejó su casa y ya está en la calle por 2 años. And there she was asking me for $5 so she could have enough money to stay at a motel. I me pidió por $5 para que tuviera bastante dinero, juntar más dinero para ir. Poder quedarse en un motel. I cannot describe to you how brokenhearted I was. This could have been one of our daughters, one of our nieces, one of our sisters. It could have been any one of our family members. Esta me quebró el corazón, hermanos. Esta jovencita podría bien sido una de nuestras hijas, nuestras sobrinas, nuestras hermanas, nuestras miembros de nuestra familia. And I couldn't just walk away and say, well, God bless you. No pude nomás caminar. Y dejarla solita. So I told her, hold on a second, I'll be right back. Went in, grabbed a $5 bill. I hardly carry cash, but I grabbed a $5 bill and I grabbed a church card. Agarré un billete de $5 y una tarjeta de la iglesia. And I came back and I said, listen to what I'm about to say. This $5 isn't the proper solution for you. This $5 isn't going to help you in your situation. What you need to do is get a hold of Jesus, I told her. Estos $5 no te van a ayudar. No es la solución para tu problema. Lo que tú necesitas es Jesús y agarrarte de Señor Jesús. As soon as I said that, she pulls down her collar and she opens up her shirt top to reveal her left shoulder. There she had a tattoo, something to do, I trust in God. Something to that effect. Movió su camisa de donde estaba su hombro y ahí vio el tatuaje que decía, yo confío en Dios. Isn't that sad? She feels like by stamping that ink onto her skin, onto her flesh, she's making a statement of faith. Ella siente que por poner este tatuaje en su pellejo, en su cuerpo, ella está dando un proclamación de fe, pero no es bastante. But we know that that's not what she's needing. I said, you know what? I want you to be at church on Sunday. And again, what I want you to feel in my spirit as I'm sharing this story with you is, as I'm talking to her, I wasn't just trying to give a short communication, una palabrita nomás para dejarla sentir bonita, para apaciguar mi consciente. I wasn't just trying to pacify my conscience. I was sincerely, genuinely trying to reach out to her. And I told her, you know what? I want you there on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. If you come on Sunday 10 a.m., we'll take you. Me and some of the young people, we'll take you out to lunch afterward. Le dije, si usted viene domingo a las 10 de la mañana, después te vamos a ir a lunchar, yo y alguno de los jóvenes. Now, she sounded genuine when she said, I'll be there. Se sentía muy genuina cuando ella me dijo, yo estaré ahí, voy a estar ahí. And I said, you know what? Better yet, Saturday morning, 11 a.m., we're going to be preaching on the street corner on 4th and Grove. I want you to come by. Le dije, a las 11 de la mañana, sábado, vamos a estar predicando ahí en la esquina de 4th y Grove. Quiero que tú estés allí. She goes, okay, I'm going to bring my boyfriend. Trae tu novio. Everyone, this is what we're dealing with. And it was heart-wrenching, heartbreaking to see a young woman that looked clean. She didn't look like she was messed up with the world just yet. Me quebró el corazón para ver esta jovencita que no todavía estaba arruinada por el mundo. Limpiecita, bonita la jovencita. And I thought, Lord God, what do we have to do to develop that burden? Well, it starts with what Brother Art said. Empieza con lo que dijo hermano Art esta noche. Cuando estamos en la gasolinera, no hay que tener miedo de abrir nuestra boca. Like Brother Art said, when we're at the gas station, and that's where I was last night, and we see someone in need, don't be afraid to open your mouth and share the testimony that God has given you. Because when it comes out of you with a boldness, with a genuineness of heart, people will listen. Cuando sale de tu boca con un denuedo y con una sinceridad, la gente va a escuchar. Boy, I hope you're feeling the anointing as I'm beginning to share this testimony with you. Espero que están sintiendo el ungimiento ahorita que estoy dando este testimonio. ¿Por qué no cerramos ahorita con una oración? Why don't we go ahead and close up tonight with a prayer that God would continue to work in us, to put that anointing in us, that boldness in us, and that fearlessness that would provoke us to speak at the right time with the right words. Para que podamos hablar con ese denuedo, sin miedo, sin tener temor, para la gente apropiada, al tiempo apropiado cuando se requiere. Why don't we just pray right now, Lord Jesus, you hear everything that's being said tonight, Lord God. You hear our desire. You see our desire and our sincerity, Lord God. We want to help someone in need. Ayúdenos, Señor, a hablar con ese denuedo, con esa fuerza sin temor para ayudarle a alguien que tiene necesidad. En el nombre de Jesús le pedimos, Señor, queremos ser sus vasos propios. We want to be your proper vessels, Lord God. Give us the right word at the right time with the right boldness. Denos la palabra propia al tiempo apropiado y con esa fe y ese ungimiento que necesitamos para tocar a sus almas que usted tiene en esta ciudad. Because the Lord has much people in this city. Praise God. Everyone, I hope you appreciated everything we heard from Brother Art, including this message of evangelism that we were provoked to hear at the last of this devotion. Espero que pudieron recibir lo que hermano Art nos dio esta noche, incluyendo este mensaje de evangelismo que nos promovió esta noche para seguir adelante. And with that said, we want to remind everybody about our evangelism street service that we're going to be having on Saturday at 11 a.m. on the corner of 4th and Grove. Queremos recordarles a todos que estén todos juntos esta mañana, sábado a las 11 de la mañana, nuestro servicio de evangelismo ahí en la misma pura calle, en la esquina del 4 y Grove, para ver que el Señor va a seguir haciendo una cosa grande. We're going to pray that the Lord continues to use us. And please be there on time. Be there a little before 11, because we're going to be going till 11:30. We'll be ending promptly at 11:30. Please, por favor, lleguen a las 11 o hasta unos minutitos antes de las 11, porque vamos a estar terminando a las 11 y media en punto. Que Dios me los bendiga a todos. God bless all of you in Jesus' name. Amen. Y amen.